PRI, Public Radio International.
On the beautiful blue Monongahela, the Pittsburgh Symphony with music director Manfred Honeck, bringing you a concert in the spirit of the Vienna New Year's Day celebration, held each Thanksgiving in Pittsburgh. You'll hear it right now from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham, with principal clarinet Michael Ruzenick playing two showpieces for his instrument, Carl Maria von Weber's Concerto No. 1 and Gioachino Rossini's Introduction, Theme, and Variations. We'll take a drive in Vienna's Prater Park with Max Schönherr. The program includes the new Pizzicato Polka by Johann Strauss Jr., Carl Michael Zier's Viennese Maidens and Step Right In Waltzes, and Richard Strauss Ballet Schlagobers, Whipped Cream. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite this program in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. To begin, it's the overture Morning, Noon, and Night in Vienna from Franz von Suppe, born in 1819 on a ship off the Adriatic coast city of Spalata, now in Croatia, to Austrian parents. In Vienna, he was a mainstay at the Josefstadt Theater, where he wrote this tribute to his adopted city in 1844. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Franz von Suppe's Morning, Noon, and Night in Vienna.
Thank you.
Morning, noon, and night in Vienna by Franz von Suppé with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. Franz von Suppé wrote more than 200 operettas, concert overtures, three masses, a requiem, and some sacred music. Sir Thomas Beecham conducted Morning, Noon, and Night in Vienna in Pittsburgh on January 26, 1960. Music director Manfred Honeck will introduce our next music, The Viennese Maiden by Carl Michael Zierer.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Heinz Hall. Every year, I really look forward to this weekend of concerts, as for me, they are the kickoff to the holiday season. And the holidays are all about getting together with family and friends, clinking wine glasses together and eating delicious food. In fact, I'm sure that many of you may already be feeling a little guilty that your waistbands are starting to feel a bit snug. But I'm here to tell you not to worry, as we Austrians have already figured it out. All that you need to do is dance a waltz or a polka, and the pounds will just melt away. I mean, let's face it, although the waltz and polka both look pretty elegant from afar, both actually grew out of folk traditions, which means a lot of very sweaty people dancing in very tight spaces. In fact, when the waltz first came into fashion, it was actually considered quite crazy and said to be indecent and even godless with the way that the two dancers had to hold each other to dance in such a way that their faces nearly touched. So this next waltz, the Viennese Maiden Waltz by Carl Michael Zierer, with its famous whistling sequence, will show you just why those young Viennese maidens with dreams of having their first dance with a dashing young man perhaps shouldn't go to the dance hall alone. This whistling sequence is not coming just once, it's coming twice. So you are welcome to whistle with us if you want to do it. And when you hear now the 100 musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra whistling all together, please don't get too excited. It's not a cat call, it's art.
Thank you.
The Viennese Maiden by Carl Michael Ziehrer. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Carl Michael Ziehrer was born in Vienna in 1843. He was a bandmaster and a composer. He took his band to represent Austria at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, where John Philip Sousa was already performing with his newly formed band. Ziehrer liked the U.S. and extended his tour without permission, finding himself unemployed when he got back to Austria. Ziehrer wrote 23 operettas and more than 600 waltzes. In 1959, Vienna erected a statue as a tribute in the Prater, the amusement park where he'd conducted on many occasions. Jim Cunningham with you for this Vienna New Year's Day style concert, Thanksgiving weekend at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Clarinet Michael Rusnik is in the spotlight twice in this program with Rossini, and after a few words with Manfred Honeck, he'll play the Clarinet Concerto No. 1 by Carl Maria von Weber.
Thank you for joining us, whistling. Carl Maria von Weber was also obsessed with dance. In fact, he wrote a very famous invitation to the dance and inspired by the waltz. But tonight, we would like to feature one of his virtuoso pieces for clarinet and orchestra, his dazzling Concerto No. 1. Weber had a reputation for composing quite rapidly and furiously. And it is said that he wrote the entire first movement of this concerto in just one day. In a twist of typical family dynamics, it was the original clarinet soloist's own son, also a clarinetist, who felt that the first movement of the concerto was somehow not difficult enough and needed something even more flashy and exciting. And so he inserted a cadenza, or brilliant flourishy, resulting in a concerto absolutely full of solistic fireworks. And so, who do you get to perform a concerto that it is so difficult that it is said to burn the fingers of most clarinetists? It's none other than our very own Michael Rusnik. And you can be sure that if Weber were still alive and heard Michael play, he would have been even inspired to add even more and more challenges. I'm so pleased to bring one of the members of our Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra family to the front of the stage. Please join me welcoming our principal clarinet star, Michael Rusnik.
Thank you.
Clarinet Concerto No. 1, Opus 73 by Carl Maria von Weber, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. Principal clarinet Michael Rusinek was the soloist. You know Carl Maria von Weber from his opera Der Freischütz and The Invitation to the Dance. You heard the first of his two clarinet concertos, written for his friend, the clarinetist Heinrich Dermann, who he'd met in Mannheim, Germany. Dermann gave the premiere of the first concerto in Munich on the 13th of June, 1811. The Pittsburgh Symphony played the Clarinet Concerto No. 1 in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, on June 8, 1997, with Edward Cumming conducting, and the orchestra's principal E-flat clarinet, Thomas Thompson, as soloist. Mr. Thompson is now celebrating his 50th season with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Principal clarinet Michael Rusinek has recently joined the faculty of the Aspen Music Festival in Colorado. He also teaches at Carnegie Mellon University and at the Curtis Institute of Music, of which he's a graduate. Michael Rusinek was born in Toronto, Canada. Before joining the Pittsburgh Symphony, he served as assistant principal with the National Symphony in Washington, D.C. We'll hear Michael Rusinek play Rossini a little later in this broadcast from Heinz Hall. Still to come, the new Pizzicato Polka by Johann Strauss Jr. and The Drive in the Prater Park by Max Schönherr. It's a Wiener Melange, Kaffee mit Schlag. I'd like to order Sachertorts all around. I'm Jim Cunningham. Malia Toranjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. You can hear archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony folding paper binoculars. They'll fit in your pocket for getting a better look at the concert stage. They won't annoy your seatmate or attract attention from curious ushers. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our soloists this season, and a biography of music director Manfred Honeck. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history and more. Free! Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find our website at psoradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our program. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to PRI, Public Radio International.